Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To tunnel screen to Shakir, works his way through a tackler, stays on his feet, breaks away from another 20, 10, 5. Khalil Shakir, slippery as ever, and he's in for a 43-yard touchdown. Here's motion from Shahid, handoff goes to Kamara, and he is dropped. And there he is, the big fella, Deion Walker, dropping him for a 1-yard loss. Cook going to follow him, and he is into the end zone for a 1-yard touchdown run. The Cook is in the kitchen. And with that rushing touchdown, he becomes the Bills' all-time leader in consecutive games with a rushing touchdown. It's now up to 8 consecutive games.
You know, I thought this morning I should have bet James Cook to score a rushing touchdown because it's what the Bills do, right? They get their guys their honors and their awards and their records. Remember last year trying to get somebody like the whatever number 13 or 14th guy to catch a touchdown pass or something. They try to do that. And they're cognizant of things like that. Right away in the postgame, Sean McDermott's like, congratulations on James Cook breaking the franchise record. It was kind of something they thought about. Should have done that. Didn't do it, but it didn't matter because it's all part of a Buffalo Bills victory Monday, looking back at the score where they won 31-19 over the New Orleans Saints. Welcome in. It is the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. And of course, it is a Buffalo football victory Monday. And every time we talk about that, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. And brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Nortown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Sal Capaccio with you. And I need you to light up the phone lines because we have open phones right now, and that's what this show is about. It's a Monday. It's a call-in show. It's a reaction show, and we do it every Monday. And I'm super curious. I'm actually really curious about where all your heads are at after today. Because I think you could go in a lot of different directions after this one, to be quite honest with you. You have a lot of the, man, they did not look good again. This went poorly on offense. This went poorly on defense. Run defense. You can't play that way against Kansas City and win. Oh my gosh. What are you doing there? Timeouts being used. Like, there's a lot of that today. And there's a lot of, they're 4-0 and they just won another game by double digits, scoring 31 points, and that's what this league is about, and it's tough. And to me, I'm always like the guy who tries to put things a little bit more kind of in the middle, right, for you, where you have to recognize all of those parts. I totally get it. Where you go, and but it doesn't have to be extreme, right? It doesn't have to be extreme, and it shouldn't be extreme. And I'm always kind of the guy that my job here, and what I think I do a good job here, I try to do at least, is to kind of bring it back a little bit from both sides, right? Because there's definitely truth in, oh my God, like things did not go well yesterday for the offense and definitely on defensive points, you know, stopping the run and all those tackling, all that. No doubt. But it wasn't as bad as you think either when I look at some of the numbers and you take it into the full complete picture. and you see the forest through the trees. And then there's the other side of, oh my God, the offense, they couldn't get out of their own way. The second quarter was a disaster. I can't believe it. You're playing the Saints. They're terrible. Why didn't you score 50? Okay. And yeah, that can be true too, but they did score 31 and they won by double digits. So it's, I'm not here to tell you, hey folks, all that matters is the result. Yes, the result is what matters on the record. And I'll be the first to tell you and say you should be happy when your team wins, because there's a lot of teams right now, fan bases that aren't happy today that their team didn't win. The LA Chargers lost to a winless team. And they were undefeated. Okay, like they're not happy today. There are fan bases not happy today with what happened with their team yesterday, and yours won. So you should be happy in a Buffalo victory Monday. But it doesn't mean you need to be satisfied. It doesn't mean you think that everything is great. And that's okay. And that's why we talk about it on a Monday. So I think what we've done with this show over the years is we've done a really good job. All of you have. With you know, calling in and setting the right tone. And I'd like to continue to do that today. So here's what I do on a Monday. I take your phone calls and you are free to, you have the stage. You have the floor. You can say, you know, whatever you want, good, bad, negative, positive, indifferent, whatever. Comment, question, whatever. The only thing I always ask is be respectful. And we have a, and I always say, like, let's not try to do extremes. Let's not try to do the extreme thing. But certainly, you know, there's some valid points on all these sides of where this team is right now and the performance from yesterday specifically. So I'd like to get your thoughts. I'm just curious on what everybody thinks. I didn't spend much time on social media last night. After the game yesterday, Matt Bove and I did a Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, which you can find, you know, online and wherever you pod. And at the Sal Sports YouTube channel, by the way, I want to thank everybody. We just hit 14,000 subscribers there. So that's really cool because we got a lot of stuff going on there with the Always Game Day in Buffalo. Matt and I did that. But we decided to wait to do it yesterday till after the Chiefs-Ravens game, so I actually did all my stuff at the stadium post-game, and I went back home, and I actually watched some football, and then I watched that game. We did a podcast, so I kind of didn't get into, and I had to write my arrow up, arrow down column. You can find that. So I didn't get into a lot of your reaction on social. So honestly, I really don't know what to expect today from some of your reaction other than what I heard on Jeremy and Joe's show, which was a little all over the place, and I understand that. Let's do some house cleaning here before we get into your phone calls. We are live on our YouTube page, WGR 550 on YouTube. I tweeted out the link at Sal Sports. You can watch us there. All right. We got Owen producing. I think is Owen in there? Is Owen, I think, right? Say hi. Is he in there? Okay. Is that Owen or is that G? Who's in there? I can't tell. G's in there. Sorry, G. Didn't mean that. Sorry, buddy. I can't see with the glare. That's not a ball joke, by the way. I can't see with the glare coming in the light right there. G's in there. We got Joe Callie producing on the audio side, basically. And we got your phone calls at 803-0550. But you can watch. Got the Victory Monday shirt on because it is a Victory Monday. You should celebrate that. Your team is 4-0, and they're the only team that's 4-0 and undefeated in the entire AFC. We'll get the sit-up, stand-down, and hey, buddy, a little bit later. We'll run through the rest of the NFL schedule and what happened over the weekend later as well. Sal Capaccio with you. Good to be with you on a great-looking Monday again today. Beautiful outside. And we head towards Rivalry Weekend, the Rivalry Game, Nike Rivalry Series. The Bills will be wearing those jerseys Sunday night next week, but a lot to get to on this game before we turn that page. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's start us off with Walter in Toronto. Hi, Walter. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, so thanks for your introduction. You kind of walked me back from the edge there, because I've been happy. I mean, since Alan's come, like we have a winning product, and it's great to go to the games, and that's fantastic. Because you know, I went through the drought like a lot of us did, and that was horrible. But you know, we need a winner, Sal. Like, we got to win a Super Bowl. I don't want Josh Allen become like Dan Marino. You know, so watching yesterday, I think we have a few holes we got to work on. They're good, but they got to be better. One is we got to do something about the run game, and we had a young back just seemingly run all over us yesterday. And then I'm a little worried about the secondary. I know you said this morning they said they wanted to get that guy in the bed, and White was out. But I think that was also reflective of White's play. He stepped it up after, because he was a little shaky in the first half. And I just worry that we don't have a deep threat. You know, we got the best arm in the league, And man, I'd love to go down. I'd love to go downtown the way some of the other quarterbacks were slinging it yesterday. You know, I was watching a lot of football, and the one time it went down, you know, gets intercepted. So I'm a little, you know, that's number three on the pecking order about what to worry about is that we don't really have a deep threat. You know, they said this morning, I listened to Joe, and they said, you know, the Elijah Moore, like, if he's the fastest we got, and they're talking about Worthy. I don't know if you remember, I called way back and I said, you know, why the Bills allowing KC to move up to pick up this guy? Fine, you don't want him, but don't help your rival, right? But anyways, that's another for another day. But so what do you think?
Did you listen to Josh Allen after the game?
You know what? I'm in Canada, so it's hit and miss what I can get. Like, unfortunately, I can't get a lot of stuff.
Well,
what did he say?
There were some throws down the field early, and one of my arrows down was going away from Keon Coleman. They had a couple big plays. And what Josh said was they made an adjustment. They went more of a two high, and they kept everything underneath. There were some plays downfield they tried early on. So you got to understand, too, Walter, it's part of the game, right? The other team's making adjustments to take that away from you, and that's what he said. And he said, you know, the pick happened, and they were making an adjustment. By the way, heck of a play by the safety on the pick right there. I'm not saying your concern isn't valid about a deep threat, but it's also the way the game is played and teams taking things away, right? There's the other team gets scheming against you too.
True. I just think I just don't want to become like the way the Patriots were, like dink and dunk. And I know they won their share of Super Bowls, but
They weren't always dink and dunk. They threw down the field plenty with Tom Brady, but a lot of times in his career, Brady took. Hey, that's a great example. Brady took what the defense gave him. So, okay, yep, we're one call in, and this is what I mean, right? And this is nothing wrong with this. Not a criticism of Walter when I say this. We are one call in. The Bills won by 12 points. They scored 31 points, and he had 3 points, and all were negative. In criticism, and that's okay. But that's what I mean about today, right? Which is kind of crazy. All right, let's go to Colton and Wilson. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Colton.
One thing I would like to say is that I know we didn't really have the best first half of what we were hoping to, but one thing I have always liked about this season so far, we are a very good fourth quarter team, and even with like against the Dolphins and the.
I lost you there, Colton. Your cell cut out there. Yeah, the Bills were better as the game went on yesterday. They cleaned some things up. There's no doubt about that. They go into the fourth quarter. They were up 21-16. They give up a field goal, make it 21-19. Then they score a touchdown, a field goal themselves. And it was a much better end of the game than it was, I guess you'd say, start of the game for the Bills, and especially, you know, middle of the game, second quarter specifically. Neil in North Carolina. Hi, Neil.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sal. Two questions, but the first thing I wanted to say is it seems to be that a lot of people are upset that they didn't kill him, that it was a close game. These are the games the past couple of years we actually thought we should win and we lost. We won this game. We beat him. We beat him by 10 points or 12 points. It's a game that in the past we seemed to find a way to lose that this time we won. The two questions I have. One,
I actually don't think that's true, though. They haven't really lost games to teams like that in the past. Anytime they've had teams they should beat, they beat them.
Right.
Last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tennessee Titans, like they crushed those teams. What I would say is they've lost some close games, and then they started to win a little bit more of that. But I don't agree that these are the kinds of teams they've lost against. That just hasn't happened other than maybe Jacksonville a few years ago.
I didn't mean the team. I meant those kind of games where everybody thinks we're going to win, we should win, and then it ends up being close and we lose.
Got you.
But the two questions I have for you. One, it seemed to be the first two drives they had were great. They were doing the passing. They were doing the running. Cook was running great. And then they went away from it. And I was a little bit surprised at that. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about is I looked at the past with Josh Palmer. He was a deep threat in college, and at times with the Chargers, he was a deep threat. Do you think it's just getting him really settled into the offense and he could be that one? Or am I just...
No, I think that it's just part of the fact that the Bills use all of their weapons, all of their guys at their disposal. They don't have one guy they... you know, have it that gets a share. This is what everybody eats means, right? I mean, he is a guy that can get down the field a little bit. We just talked about with the last caller, which is the other team's doing some things too. I don't know. I'd like to see, I'd love to see one guy, one game where we have one guy get 150 yards and we all say, there it is, yeah. That's the guy, right?
Yeah,
I mean, but,
yeah,
but I
right.
don't know if that's going to happen, to be quite honest with you, Neil. It might be a lot to ask. When you say went away from it, what do you mean? What did they go away from? Because I'll just say, I just think the execution was poor because they didn't really do anything different other than maybe not throw the ball as deep because like Josh said, they were taking that away, but they were still running James Cook. And like if you go to the third drive, he had negative 1 yard on a play, and then Josh Allen throws deep incomplete, and then deep intercepted. And then they go to the next one. Cook runs for 4 yards, and then they have a 8 yard gain, and then an incomplete pass. They were shooting themselves in the foot by not doing anything in the second quarter.
You're right. He just looked so awesome. I mean,
he was in the second half. James Cook was. James Cook is amazing. By the way, he is really amazing. If there's a guy on this team that you could say, man, the Bills would not be 4-0 without this guy. Of course it's Josh Allen, but James Cook is number two on that list without a doubt. Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, listen, just like last week's call, I haven't got a worry in the world. Not one. The only thing I'm disappointed in is that Kansas City beat Baltimore, because if they hadn't, we'd have a three-game lead on both of them. That's all I'm worried about. And you know, if we have that one loss and Kansas City wins, they're one game behind us. So that's the only thing. These games, Sal, are so predictable. You know, if we were supposed to win this game by 50, then why didn't Las Vegas have the line at 40 or 45? Look, these games happen all the time. These guys are human. They look at the schedule. They know they don't see Baltimore and KC. They see weaker teams, and I'm not saying they mail it in, but they do see these kind of games. I have one worry about this team, one worry, and that's it. And that's if our big guy gets hurt. If he gets hurt, goodbye season. If he doesn't, we win the Super Bowl. Simple as that. That's it, Sal.
Yeah, I mean, every team who has an elite quarterback probably has that same thought and worry. It shouldn't worry you other than, hey, I mean, if it happens, it would really suck, obviously. But let's not even go down that road. But every team who has an elite quarterback, that's what it is, right? Got to keep 17 healthy, no doubt. It is funny. He's like, I don't have a worry in the world, except for two things. It's all good, man. Thanks, Billy. Lino in Ontario. Lots of calls coming north of the border today. What's up, Lino?
Sean, good morning. It's always a pleasure listening and obviously a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, buddy.
The win, you know what? A win is a win. Like, you know, my dad always said, good teams always find a way to win. Doesn't matter how you do it, as long as you do it.
Didn't we sit here all last year watching Kansas City win and go, oh my God, how did they win again? This is ridiculous. Yeah, they're so lucky. Yeah. But, you know, it took them all the way to the Super Bowl. They lost that game, but it did take them all the way there.
Yeah, they did. And, I mean, you know, they're doing right now, they're doing just enough to win when they have to win. Mm. And I'm sure it's like any other sport. You know, you're playing a division rival, and I know you have to treat everybody fair and equitable, but let's face it, you're playing a weaker team and you tend to sort of play a little bit less. You play a stronger team and you sort of rise to the occasion. Now, I'm not saying that New Orleans is a weaker team, but...
Well, they are. They are with their record.
Yes,
that's
know,
for sure. Yeah, and they have a young... I get it. You know, it's funny. It's a good point, Lino, and I like to say it this way, and I don't know if it's intentional where you, and you could say you rise to the occasion. I do think the competitive nature is true, but I always like to say, I have a saying, every game has its own DNA. When people say to me, well, you can't play like that against the Chiefs and win, I'm like, well, they didn't play the Chiefs. They played the Saints. You'll have a different game plan against the Chiefs, right? And I think that's what you're saying, which is every team is different in how you have to approach the game and the game plan.
That's correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. And yesterday's game plan for the team that we played was sufficient enough to win. Now, if you go up again, look at Baltimore. I mean, God, half the stadium emptied out. And I was one of the ones who called and said, yeah, I'll eat crow for that. But, hey, we came back. So it's not as if we can't do it. We can. It's just, you know, you don't want to kill yourself. Maybe I'm not saying this right, but I understand. Like, a win is a win. And even though this team may not have been a superior team, we still put up 30 points, and we get 30 points up against 40 points up against a better team. So I'm not worried, but like the previous caller said, as long as Josh Allen stays healthy, we have got an incredible shot.
You got it, Lino. Thanks, buddy. I got to get running. Good call. And what did Coach Parcells say? Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. Because when you say that team's actually better than their record, that team isn't as good as their record. You are what your record says you are. But certainly, you can look at a game within the game and say, that's not good enough how we want to play to our standard. It doesn't have to be just if we played this other team, it wouldn't be good enough. It's how you want to compare yourself to you. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, Sal.
Good morning.
First off, thanks for always being my eyes. And I definitely missed you guys all week. Last week, I was in North Carolina. My father passed away. Full military service. I got the folded flag. It was an honor. But I definitely missed you guys listening to you.
That was your father? I'm sorry, your father, you said?
Yeah, my father passed away. He was in the Navy.
Well, thank you. Thanks to him for his great service to this country, and our condolences here to you and your family.
Thank you very much. So yesterday I was on the road following the game, and I didn't worry about us losing at all. And one of the things you always stress is it's embedded in my head now. Every game has its DNA, and I never, ever look forward. Oh, well, we can't do that against that team or this team. We won. It's 31-19. We did our job. And as far as the defense, I'm very, very excited to see what our defense is going to look like later on. Because once they start gelling, because Bobby Babich knows what he's doing. He's working, you know, he's utilizing what he has, and he's moving men, guys around. So let's see what happens in the future. But a game at a time. And we're what? We're 4-0. Be happy. Yeah. Don't have that rich people's problems. You know? That's what it is. We're spoiled as Bills fans. Just enjoy the win. That's all you got to do. But every game has its DNA.
That's right.
That's what
I love it. I love it. I'm glad I brought that in. I brought that into your world and you remember it. Thanks, Rob. Again, our condolences to you and your family, buddy.
You.
Yeah, you
Thank
got it. No doubt. You know, the Bills defense overall actually had a pretty good day numbers-wise. I know you don't want to hear it, right? But I'm going to tell you. Anyway, I mean, they gave up 19 points. Anytime you allow less than 20 in the NFL, it's pretty good. But even beyond that, the Saints had less than 300 yards of offense, 298. The Saints had 4.6 yards of play. That's a pretty low number. I mean, the Saints went 5 of 13 on third down, 38.5%. Now, they converted two of their first four, and you're like, here we go again. And then after that, the Bills kind of shut them down. So numbers-wise, Bills did a pretty good job against the Saints defense. But yeah, you look at that big, large rushing yardage total and you know, you don't feel good about it. I get it. Let's go to Jerry and Kenmore. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, real quickly on the Bills, and then I have two other comments that are slightly off subject, is we need to relax. I mean, the Giants beat the Chargers yesterday. The night game, the best offensive player for the Cowboys was out. Their best defensive player was actually playing for the other team. And the game tied. It's the NFL. Everybody gets paid. We need to relax on these games. The other thing is, in week 7, this defense is going to look totally different, not just with the addition of players, but with the change rotation. How will Bosa be on 30 snaps and not 50 snaps? It's going to change, okay? Everybody needs to relax. My two other comments, one is a baseball. I think the Reds are going to beat the Dodgers, and I'll tell you why. Hunter Green is the best pitcher in baseball, and might be the best pitcher in the National League, and he's pitching game one. So all the Reds have to do is steal one of the next two games if they win that game. I think that's a value bet. The second thing is I'm fully convinced that Lamar Jackson is hurt because he never takes himself out of a game where he can pad his MVP stats. It was classic fourth quarter, throw for two touchdowns in a meaningless time and raise your numbers.
Okay,
I think he's definitely hurt.
Thank you. Did not think we'd have some NL baseball playoff talk today on a Buffalo Football Monday, but that's okay. We're here for you, Jerry. How about the Mets missing the playoffs? That's crazy. Have we checked in on Howard Simon today? Is he doing okay? Has anybody checked in on Howard Simon today? Is he doing okay? I'm not really sure. Might have to do that. I don't know. You might be right that he's been playing hurt. I don't know. He did get pulled with a hamstring injury yesterday. Lamar, that is. I'm not about to tell you. Oh, he just padded his stats. That dude's a great player. He gets great stats because he's a great player. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Great show. Great start. Hey, did not say hi to the bullpen today. Hi, bullpen. What's going on? I see you there. Got Kelvin, got AC, got Mauricio, got Tony. Who am I missing here? I'm Sabbath, Pancakes. Everybody's in it. The crew is here today. So thank you all very much. What is the bullpen? Sounds like people are like, what's the bullpen? What baseball playoffs? The bullpen, Yankee Stadium? No. That's the chat box on YouTube. Go there, WGR550 YouTube page. Go over there, say hi. We got a lot of great discussion in there, and I appreciate that. Appreciate you coming aboard. I can't really respond while we're doing that because I'm doing the radio show, and that's because you're calling. 803-0550, the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a blessing. I've got a great staff around me through the years, really good, great players around me, and can't do this job by yourself. Extremely grateful. Grateful to the fans, too, because a lot of those wins have happened at home. So they played a big part in it.
Sean McDermott, postgame, his 90th win as head coach of the Bills, asked about that. Bills moved to 4-0. Back here today to talk about it on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday reaction show on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I said hi to the bullpen on the way out of the break, and there's a few names I missed, and I wasn't trying to do that. I just didn't see you. But JT, I got you, buddy. I see you. And go Bills, and Tyron, and Phillip, and everybody. Mike B, Seabass. So there you go. Tony. I could go through it for days, but I got to take phone calls. So you guys keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep the show rolling here with Mike in Maryland. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Happy Victory Monday. Wanted to talk about Colt Bishop. I've been waiting for this guy. It's been a year and a half, right?
Yeah, I think everybody has. I think the Bills have.
Yeah, drafted out of Utah, I think. Never saw him in college. Read about how athletic this guy was. I think he had like a 9.4 out of 10 in PFF rating in terms of athleticism. And, man, did he show up yesterday right in front of us. We were at the game, me and my buddies.
Yeah.
He goes up like Dennis Rodman on maybe the most important play of the game.
Yep.
To keep them from scoring and double dipping and going ahead and maybe going ahead by a touchdown or more after they double dipped, and he comes down with the biggest play of the game. Incredible.
Yeah, it was right in front of me too. I was literally standing right there at the pylon, and I had no idea he was there, and then all of a sudden he just came out of nowhere. And for him to read the play, that's the other thing about this, Mike. It wasn't just the athletic play he made. Yes, that was part of it. It was he made a play where he read it and then saw it and trusted it, and that's the confidence he's gaining by getting the reps that Sean McDermott said he needed to get. So great play by Colt Bishop all around. I agree with you. That was the play of the game that really kind of helped the Bills kind of stay where they were score-wise and not go, double dip, like you said, for New Orleans, and then allow themselves a little room in the second half as the game went on. Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Sal. How you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, to kind of piggyback off of what previous caller said before the break, the teams that we last faced, the Dolphins and Saints, they're both winless. So you can tell both teams were hungry. It's like, they're trying hard to get that first win. So I'm not worried about that. I mean, we basically got, the Saints and the Dolphins best shots, and we still came out with the win by more than, double digits.
So. Yeah, I mean, you can't be mad at that, right? The result. I think the issue is that, you know, you don't want to be results based, and we say that all the time, but in the NFL, that's all that matters at the end of the day because that's what determines your record. No one puts an asterisk if you didn't play well over a win. But when you play a certain way and it's not up to your own standard, then that's when people get concerned. And I think the standard has been set so high and the bar has been set so high here in Buffalo. And the fact they haven't won a Super Bowl because of some of these standards not being met in those critical games getting to a Super Bowl, that's what people get concerned about. I get it. But the playoffs don't start tomorrow, as someone said in the bullpen. Thank you. That's right. They don't. You didn't play Kansas City yesterday. You played New Orleans. That was the game that you played to beat them. And guess what? They played a good enough game to beat them. And I think better than people realize numbers-wise. It just didn't feel like it. It didn't flow like it. Again, numbers-wise, 4.6 yards of play, less than 200 yards of offense. Defense did a good job. 3 of 15 on third down for New Orleans. But yeah, gave up a lot of yards on the ground. Don't want to see that. Spencer Rattler, with his legs, hurt the Bills. That was an issue yesterday. Something that needs to be cleaned up. Offensively, too many penalties, both sides of the ball, but especially on offense, when they had drives they were trying to sustain, they kept knocking them back. Too many sacks. Pass protection was not good. At the end of the day, Josh made a couple critical plays. James Cook ran the ball very well in the second half, and they score 31. And they get a double-digit win. Didn't even cover the spread, but that was a pretty damn high spread. 16.5. Mike in PA, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, Sal, how are you?
Good, bud.
Yeah, you know, I'm not too concerned with the defense and giving up the yards because they're going to get new pieces intertwined in there. But I am concerned about this passing offense. I really am. I mean, I like the innovation that they're doing. They're doing three tight ends. They're running with James Cook. They're relying a lot. I want to see what this offense looks like without James Cook. God forbid him go down. What are we talking about then? Can they spread teams out? They're going to have to do it at some point.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to see what the offense looks like without James Cook. You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying, though. I do. I would say there's a point to be made here that, you know, they're very reliant on James Cook this year, whereas in the past few years, they've kind of had a little bit more of a committee. He's been the guy, but you could bring Ray Davis in. You could bring Ty Johnson in, and those guys really had a role. And I don't know what their role is right now because it's just the James Cook show, basically.
Yeah, and he's running tremendous.
Yes.
I mean, he has an element to our offense that is – top five right now from the running back position, but yeah. You're right. I got to see more from Ray Davis, Ty Johnson, because it's a physical game. Injuries pop up, and how does our offense morph? But I mean, I know we have a huge cannon at quarterback. Why are we not going down? Do we just not have the ability to do it? I know they're playing double safeties, high safeties. I get that. You got to find a way to beat it. If they're playing zone, you go in between the zones deep. There's ways to beat it. I mean,
the question is this, and your concern is right, and I get it, that you want to see it because you wonder about it. Can you do it? The question is, do you just do it to do it if they're giving you the other stuff? And Josh Allen's answer is no, that you just take the other stuff.
Yeah, and he's tremendous at it, and he's been checking down. That's the thing about Josh is he looks in total control,
yes,
similar
agreed.
To like Tom Brady. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we're going to lose games because he's such in command of the game, and I yeah. see it. It's all from start to finish. I just worry about, you know, if we're trailing, do we have enough firepower at the wide receiver position to come back? I know the tight ends are good. It's a concern because I know we're going to have to figure it out. It's gonna creep up in a big opportune game, and we all have PTSD as Bills fans because we can't win the big one when the playoffs come. It's not about the regular season. It's all about the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, that's my concern is does Gabe Davis, is he the deep threat going forward? I mean, I don't know. I just got to see something, some explosion and from the offense. That's my concern.
Yeah, you got it. And I think we'd all love to see those explosive plays. They come via the yards after catch a lot of times, like Khalil Shakir yesterday, right? And again, I mean, what you can be results-based and say, but does it matter? They're getting the yards that way as opposed to the other way. No, that's not wrong. But I think that he makes a good point, which is in a game, when you get in a game that's a close game and maybe it gets a little away from you a little bit later and you got to catch up, do you have the pieces to be able to do that? They did against the Baltimore Ravens. And let's remember, they did throw the ball downfield a little bit. Jackson Hawes made a big catch. Keon Coleman made a big catch, a couple of them down the field. So they had it in that game. You hope you get to a point, and this goes back to your James Cook point, where you're not in that position and you can just kind of put James Cook on the sideline, let other guys do their job, and then you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Brent in Rochester. Hi, Brent. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
So, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, quick question. Listen to the guys before you and everything, the deep threat. My question is Terrell Shavers. Well, what is – he's taking up a roster spot. He's a fast dude. Why don't we get him out there? I mean, we haven't seen him. He hasn't been used, nothing. Like, what's going on with him?
No, he's on the field. He's on the field. I'll look at his snap counts, but he's on the field quite a bit. Let's see. Yesterday, not as much. 24%. Let me see where he was. Hold on. Let me just kind of get you. I know. I think you hung up there, though. I was trying to help you out, pal. All right. Let me see. I'll get his snap count usage for the first 3 weeks. So I don't think it's as low as you think, but maybe it's a little lower than I think. Let's see. 25 out of 75, 17. Yeah, he hasn't been on the field as much as I thought. They're using him more, 25% total. They're using him more as a blocker and a guy that every once in a while can, you know, come up with a play. But look, I mean, it's not as easy as just you're fast, run down the field. And he's got some speed. He's not a burner necessarily. I think Elijah Moore would be more that guy. But they use him in the role they kind of used Mac Hollins in last year, but throwing him the ball less. So I don't know if Tyrell Shavers is. Hey, if you're going to make a point about the lack of deep threat explosion on the Bills, yeah. I just don't think Tyrell Shavers is the guy that you should be pointing to try and get that from. Matt is up next here on WGR. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Sal, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller, and so I'm excited. But before I get to my question, I want to compliment you because we are a passionate fan base, obviously. When I listen to other talk shows, they're kind of nasty when they argue with the fans, and you're always good to us. So I really appreciate that about you.
I have my moments that I regret, but I appreciate that. I try to do my best. Thank you.
You make us feel good, even on bad days. So the one question I wanted to ask, I already touched on it, but one is Ray Davis.
Yep.
Do you read anything into the fact that they don't even really seem to be trying him, other than the fact that James Cook is awesome? And then the second question I wanted to ask you was, which AFC team scares you the most right now? Because it changes for me every week. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Yeah, you got it, Matt. First of all, I would like to see more from Ray, but I look at both of him and Ty Johnson not on the field as much as we saw last year, not being used as much, and I wonder if it truly is more of a product of James is cooking, pun intended. I mean, he really is. He's so good, and these are close games, and they need him. And they're using James Cook so much that you're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not seeing Ray Davis. Now, when he's on the field, it hasn't been as productive. I get that. And that's what you'd like to see more of. When he is on the field, you'd like to see more production. Even Ty Johnson. Ty Johnson just has not been as involved, right? And he's a guy that third down back, and we see him on the field, but not getting the touches. And so I want to be careful, Matt, of making this a Ray Davis and Ty Johnson point, because I think it might be a James Cook point, as you brought it up. You know what I mean? And I think that's it. But you'd certainly like to see more production. But let's hopefully this team can get a couple games where they can, you know, get some leads and get these guys in the game and feel a little bit better in what we see from them and keeping James healthy as well, because he's taken on such a load. I would still say the team that concerns me the most might be the Ravens because of the way that they're built and the matchup for the Bills. But certainly their defense has not been up to standard for them. They're very banged up right now. And let's be honest, Matt, anybody who watched the Chiefs yesterday with their offense rolling the way it was, with their receivers coming back, probably is going to tell you, as I will now, the Kansas City Chiefs are starting to be that team again.
Yeah, it's sad to say, but you're right. Thanks for that, Sal.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thanks for the phone call and the kind words. Lee in Buffalo. Hi, Lee. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. Well, questions or comments. It's like today. I heard it a little bit today. Bills fans, I'm a diehard Bills fan, but I'm getting annoyed when people expect the Bills to blow out the Dolphins, to blow out the Saints. Now there's whispers at work that they expect to blow out the Patriots. And I'll tell you this right now, I'm not a big fan of sitting there saying you got to blow somebody out. A win is a win. And if anybody knows, Mike Vrabel knows, this game Sunday is going to be a dogfight because Mike Vrabel knows he was on the other side when the Bills were trying so hard to beat Tom Brady and them. Now teams are coming after us because they know we're good. So you're going to get someone's best every single Sunday, because the Bills are at the top of the league. And if anyone knows, it's Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, I would say those are fans, and fan is short for fanatic, and they're very passionate about their team. But those are people at work that you can choose to listen to or not listen to, or just tell them exactly what you told me, Lee, because I agree with you. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks for call. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. And more of your phone calls on the way. We'll also get to sit up, stand down, hey, buddy, in the next hour. A lot going on here today. Lots of good calls. I really appreciate it. I said at the top of the show, I'm very curious about your mindset after that game yesterday. And I'm still very curious about your mindset because you've been bringing it today with a lot of different points and good observations from yesterday. And we'll keep that up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.